This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
That's grounded to third. Gorman backs up. He has it. His throw. Got him for a Redbird winner. Hayes grounds out. Third to first. And this ball game has come to an end. And they set up the fireworks in downtown St. Louis. Celebrating a 5-0 Cardinal combined shutout. Sonny Gray, Kyle Leahy, and Chris Roycroft.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you.
There it is. Cardinals have won 5 straight now. They're cooking with gas, baby.
Cooking with gas. That's a great phrase.
It is time to go to the guest line. We bring in Matt Pauly, who is the host of Sports Open Line. He is the host of the Redbird Rush Hour, which happens at 5 o'clock. He's on with Kevin Wheeler talking Cardinals baseball. But, you know, there might be a baseball game happening at that time. And if there is, you won't get to hear the show. But you hear it every other day. What's up, Matt Pauly?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Feeling good? Are you feeling good about the Birds?
I am. They're playing some good baseball. They accomplished a lot yesterday. So they get to 500. They go 5-1 on a homestand. They sweep a series. They pull into second place, tied in the division. Goodness. I mean, there was just a second straight day of having a starting pitcher go 7 innings. There was so much about yesterday that made it feel really, really good.
Yep. So back to 500. I know that a lot of people probably don't follow the standings this early in the season.
Yeah.
But I'm always paying attention. I'd like to know where they stand at the moment, and they're 3 games out of first place. So looking at the division, I think the Cubs are good. I don't know if they are far and away better than the Cardinals are. So how do you see them in the context of this division?
Yes, a couple things. So first off, we do need to recognize the fact that it is May 8th. So the standings don't mean much. However, I can't tell you how often I get text messages or people calling, and this is just a fourth place team in the division. They're closer to last than first. Like, I hear all these things from people who don't think very highly of the team. So at the very least, I don't have to hear that as much right now. So that's good. That's for me. That is the value in them being closer to the top of the standings. Is it's one less thing that people can use. But I'm not gonna. I really don't want to use that to throw it in other people's faces.
Let me pause you for a moment. Yes. Feel free to reach out to Matt Pauly tonight at 314-436-7900. Tell him how you feel about the Cardinals in the standings. Okay, go ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate
you're
that
welcome.
Public service.
You can tweet at him, too, at Matt Pauly. If you want to have a Twitter fight with Matt Pauly, it is at Matt Pauly on air.
You know what I like about Twitter fights is that they focus on the humanity of the person, and they are really good on picking up nuance.
Yes.
Yes.
So continue,
yes,
Matt.
Very much. And I have to engage in that, so sometimes I'm disciplined enough to just ignore it.
You should send him Kevin Wheeler's way. He loves it.
He does not ignore it. He is not as disciplined as I am when it comes to that. Okay, so the standings don't mean anything. However, I don't think there's much of a difference between the Cubs, Brewers, Reds, and Cardinals. I think you're right. On paper, Cubs probably a little bit better than the other three teams. Although the Cubs are dealing with some pretty major injuries right now. That team does not look the same now as it did even a couple weeks ago. But I just, there's clearly a really bad team in the division. It's the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then the other four teams are very similar to each other. Push comes shove. If I have to choose the best team in the division, unfortunately, I am still probably going with the Chicago Cubs. But it's not a huge difference.
It was a fun game last night. Victor Scott II scored from first twice. And Ben Hockman had a piece in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today. Is Victor Scott II the fastest man in Major League Baseball? What say you, Matt?
It was so much fun yesterday. And just the way it happened. So for him to score from first on a base hit to right, and it was 9.3 seconds or something like that. Sixth fastest time this year in Major League Baseball going first to home. And he stuttered around second. So it wasn't the cleanest run, and it was still the sixth fastest time in Major League Baseball. And then he comes back around, and he scores from first on what turns into a double to left. It was only a double because Mason Wynn was just busting it out of the box. That was, for many guys, that would have been another single. So if Mason Wynn wouldn't have been running so hard, that could have easily been the second time that Scott scored from first on a base hit. And one of my favorite parts of what he did yesterday was on the first one when he scores from first. That was on a Lars Nootbaar single. By him going home, he forced the throw home, and that allowed Nootbaar to take second, and then Nootbaar was in scoring position himself. So that shows you the impact of speed. Not only is this guy scoring and scoring a run for the team, he's helping the team score more runs because of his ability to go home. That gave Nootbaar another base.
Well, the speed is great, and I know that you got to be on base in order to utilize that speed, which is something that kind of early in the season, the Cardinals have been pretty good just generally at getting on base.
Yeah. Offensively. Now, here's the thing about it. They are, at times it is an all or nothing sort of deal. But right now, they're number one in Major League Baseball right now in batting average. They have a .260 team average. The Dodgers are at .259. The Phillies are at .259. So they're a point in front. Who had that? Who on their bingo card had the Cardinals leading Major League Baseball in batting average on May 8th? And you talk about getting on base. From an on-base percentage standpoint, they're at .334. That's like fifth or sixth. Only the Yankees, Mariners, Phillies, Dodgers, and Cubs are better than that. I mean, the offensive numbers in aggregate are great. At times, it's a little bit frustrating because it can be a little bit all or nothing. But come on, we're being picky. When you're top five in just about every offensive category, you should be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I'm pleased with what they've done offensively. You're right. There are those games where they do get shut out and they are not competitive offensively. But overall, they are scoring a decent amount of runs. So I really can't complain about what they've done offensively. And I guess they could change as the year goes on. Maybe it gets tougher for them, but I don't know. I'm happy. I think you kind of have to be because it is one of the major reasons that they've have any of the wins they have. The offense has driven a lot of this. Starting pitching has, but the offense has done it.
And it's the bullpen. Victor Scott II and what he did yesterday is probably my favorite part of the last 3 days.
Yeah.
What we saw from starting pitching from Liberatore and Gray is right up there. But let's look at what happened with relief pitching because I think it's really interesting where the first game you're sitting there and like they go all in to win that game because the second game is going to be the Paul Skeens game. You have no clue what's going to happen against Paul Skeens, even though they've had some success against him. That's not if you're going to lose a game in the series, the Paul Skeens game is the game that you are most likely to lose. So they go all in game number one to make sure they get the win there. That way, even if they lose the Skeens game, they still have an opportunity to win the series in game three. So in game one, they go to the high level leverage guys, 7, 8, 9, with Leahy and Maton and Helsley. So then that puts them in a position where they are unable to use any of those guys in game number two. Well, they don't use Gordon Graceffo for two innings in game number one, so they keep some of his bullets left. If he comes out for a second inning in that first game, all of a sudden he's not going to be available for the second game of the series, but they had him available. He comes in, does a really good job in the ninth inning. They were able to use Steven Matz in that spot as well. Yesterday, they're ready to go to the high leverage guys. All of a sudden, they score a couple more runs. It goes 5-0, and they're able to put Chris Roycroft in a no-pressure situation. One of the problems before Ryan Fernandez got sent down was they were trying to work on him with things, but the team was playing so many darn close games that he kept getting forced into these games in really high-pressure situations, and that's not really a spot that you can work on things. They still want to see Chris Roycroft continue to establish some confidence at the major league level. So yesterday, by it being a 5-0 game, they had the perfect opportunity to put Roycroft in a position where he is going to probably have some success. So I love the way the bullpen played out over the last 3 days.
Hey, Matt, a lot of us, we all saw the play where Nolan Arenado jumped into the stands, landed on a toddler, and he felt bad and apologized to her. And that kind of became the story. But then yesterday, Arenado was scratched from the game because his back was acting up. He's listed as day-to-day. How much concern is there regarding his jump into the stands and now his back bothering him?
Yeah, I think any time that you've got a guy, especially a guy who's a little bit older and a guy who's got a bit of a history with some back issues, you all of a sudden start getting those back spasms, and then that becomes a narrative that exists throughout the entire season. That's one of those injuries that if you're dealing with it, sometimes it's really hard for it to completely go away. So I am concerned that Arenado is going to now be in a spot where that back issue is going to be bothering him all season long. Hopefully it's not. Hopefully he got the day yesterday. He gets the day today. They show up into our nation's capital tomorrow, and he's good to go. But it is definitely something to keep an eye on.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Matt Pauly, tonight's Redbird Rush Hour, or this afternoon, Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock. And then
you go afternoon for 5 o'clock?
I think it's pretty late afternoon.
I think I go early evening for 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Right, let me look this up while you complain about it. Okay,
5 o'clock is early
evening.
I'm
not complaining. I'm just
you're complaining about
Matt, I'm on your side. It's early evening.
I think early evening, yep.
Do you think it depends on what time you wake up?
Does it also... It could, but does it depend on the time of the year? Because in the heart of summer at 5 o'clock, it's really bright outside. If it's January 1st and it's getting dark at 4:30, you can't really call 5 o'clock afternoon.
According to Google, it says 5 o'clock can be considered late afternoon.
No.
Early evening can be...
idiots.
No, I don't think so. Late afternoon, 4 to 5 o'clock, and then actually 4 to 6 o'clock.
No.
Yep.
6 o'clock is not the afternoon.
Late
what
afternoon.
Are you, French?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway.
All right.
So, Redbird Rush Hour, late afternoon. Late afternoon at 5 o'clock, and then you've got the Sports Open Line at 6.
Yes, that is the plan for tonight. 3 straight hours of sports talk here on KMOX.
Awesome, baby. Thanks, dude.
You bet.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.